Good morning, good people, and thank you so much for tuning into my show, Zeal Real, where we help ourselves to form more positive thoughts to eliminate negative thinking, mixing some jazz, gospel, and R&B in between. I hope y'all are having a fantastic Thursday so far, a tenacious Thursday, a wonderful Thursday, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and this is the day that God has brought forth for us to enjoy, give him praise. So if you are up with me this morning, definitely take out the time to tell God thank you for waking you up this morning. That's something that I started to do every morning, and it just feels like I have that personal connection with God in the morning. It's like, you know, good morning, God. Hey, thank you for waking me up, you know. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up. So however you say it, however you want to word it, just make sure you do it this morning. I'm sure God will appreciate it. This first song I'm going to share with y'all today is This Too Will Pass by Reverend James Cleveland. Then next I'll have Honey by Erykah Badu.
I've had heartaches like this before, and disappointments by the score. I claim the victory at last. This too will pass.
Can I say it again?
I've had heartaches like this before. And disappointments by the score. I claim the victory at last. This too will pass.
Listen to me. I've had heartaches like this before. I've had disappointments by the score. Come on, Charlie.
I claimed the victory. Oh, I claimed it at last. Oh, you know tonight this too surely will pass.
Sunshine and the rain.
Just know it
cannot
last.
Whatever you're going through,
this too will pass. And then the rain.
Hallelujah. What you're going through,
it cannot
last.
Hallelujah. This too will pass.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yes, it's gonna pass.
This too
over.
Will pass.
Whatever your problem is, it will pass.
This too
listen.
Will pass.
That old sickness that you're wrestling with,
it's gonna pass.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Those old bills that you can't get paid,
it's gonna pass.
It will pass. Yes, it will.
Yeah.
Yes, it will.
Yes, it will.
Yes, it will.
Yes, it will.
It's true.
Don't worry, it's gonna pass over. Troubles, heartaches, burdens, trials, tribulations, heartaches, troubles, burdens, loneliness. It's gonna pass for you and you and you and you. It's gonna pass. It's gonna pass. It's gonna pass.
Will pass. If you trust God, if you trust God,
trust Him.
If you trust God,
trust Him.
You'll make it pass.
Yes, He will.
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 All your problems, all your worries, all your burdens, all your cares, your loneliness in the midnight hour. God will fix it. God will fix it. God will fix it.
God will
fix it. God will fix it.
We hope you enjoy your train. From this point, ladies and gentlemen, you're on your own. New America, Fourth World War. Please stay tuned for New America Part 2.
I promise.
Return of the Unk.
If you give it to me, I'll give it to you. I promise. I promise.
Please stay tuned for your special ingredient, honey.
Come on.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Thank you.
So tell me, Sia, what you wanna do when you know I'm in love with you. Third time gonna turn around. Love for you, but you can't define. Fly to you, baby, fine with me. I'm in love with a bumblebee. Ooh, sweet boy, you appeal to me. You're so sweet to me. Oh, honey, yeah. need me an interview. Look for you all over town, but you came in and run around. Fly me, baby, find me. I need to know, is you feeling me?
Oh, can you stick your pinky finger in my teeth?
Cause you're so sweet to me.
Thank you. can't go back to the beginning. Can't control what tomorrow will bring. But I know here in the middle is the place where you promised to be.
Ain't nobody worrying when the shots fly high and the sirens start to ring. Ain't nobody worrying when the kids die young and the mothers are suffering. Ain't nobody praying when they kneel down low. All they're doing is tying the shoestring. Ain't nobody worrying no more, no more, no more, no more. The homeless have nowhere to turn when their stomachs start to burn, cause they ain't got food to eat. How the children gonna learn when they gotta take turns, cause they ain't got books to read? Then our babies turn to crime, started getting high, cause the job train's kinda slow. Cause ain't nobody worrying no more, no more, no more, no more, no more. When the tears start to fall and you can't see your way, just will carry on.
All right, y'all. That was Boney James' spin off of his album called Contact. Right before that was a beautiful song, beautiful, beautiful song by Anthony Evans called Here Again. Of course, before Anthony Hamilton. The song was so good, I jumped right to it. But, of course, Anthony Hamilton was right before Boney James, and before Anthony Hamilton was Anthony Evans. Anthony Evans, Here Again. Today's devotion by Joyce Meyer Ministries is called Godly Boundaries. Godly Boundaries. The word stress was originally an engineering term used to refer to the amount of force a beam or other physical support could bear without collapsing. In our time, the word has been expanded to refer not to only physical pressure, but also mental and emotional tension. As human beings, God has created us to withstand a certain amount of stress. We have problems when we push ourselves beyond those limits. But like so many people, because I have things to do, many times I'll just keep pushing myself, even though it's causing me physical damage. Of course, when either David or I feel sick, or we feel sickness coming on, we immediately pray for healing. But if we become sick as a result of our body being run down by pushing it beyond the limits God has set for us, we need rest as well as prayer to restore our health. The boundaries He's put in place are for our own good. When we stay within them, we'll experience more peace in our body and soul. The prayer starter for this is, Father, please show me where my boundaries and limits are and how I can stay within them. Thank you for giving me the wisdom and strength I need to honor you in the way I take care of myself. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm so glad she touched on this before Stress Awareness Month went out. I don't even know if she realizes Stress Awareness Month, but she touched on this perfectly, and this is so true. It's been so many times in the past that I ran myself down with being in school and working two jobs and interning. It was just a lot going on, and I wasn't stopping. And sometimes I did feel like I was burning both ends of the stick, and it was just coming to a point of, you know, something's got to give. You got to let up on something. So we have to figure out what we need to do to live our best lives so that we can feel good, you know, look good and feel good. No one wants to walk around with bags under their eyes and feeling tired. It's just not a good feeling. So getting that proper amount of rest is definitely something that we should do. But definitely we have to realize that stressing also adds on to however we're feeling, you know, whether we're feeling good or we're feeling weak because we're stressed out. So hopefully today's stress awareness tip a little bit later in the show. So don't you touch that knob, but I'll give that a little bit later. Hopefully that will help someone who may be stressing, because we do have to find our own way to cope with stress. Not everyone can deep breathe, or, you know, not everyone likes nature to go for a walk outside. So you just have to find your own way. So after the announcements, I'll come back with the positive word, quote, and scripture. And then a little bit later, I'll come back with the stress awareness tip. Stay tuned.
This is a message from the Georgia State Department of Public Health. There is a State of Georgia hotline people can call with questions or if they think they may have been exposed to the COVID-19 virus. It is 1-844-442-2681. If you believe you're experiencing symptoms of COVID-19 or have been exposed to the novel coronavirus, please contact your primary care doctor, an urgent care clinic, or your local federally qualified healthcare center. Please do not show up at an emergency room or healthcare facility unannounced. More information can be found at dph.georgia.gov. Voting is now open for Connect Savannah's annual Best of Savannah Readers Poll, and WRUU is once again on the ballot. Last year, you voted us best in the local radio station and talk radio station categories. Continue your support of WRUU 107.5 FM by again voting for us in the Best Local Radio Station and Best Local Talk Radio Station categories. And this year, vote for your favorite WRUU morning program and favorite WRUU host. Voting ends at 11:59 p.m. sharp on Sunday, May 3rd, and results will be revealed the night of Tuesday, May 19th. For details and voting, visit ConnectSavannah.com. And as always, thank you for listening to, supporting, and voting for WRUU LP Savannah. Now you have a chance to support both Savannah Independent Artists and WRUU during this shelter-in-place order to stop the spread of COVID-19. Creatives in Need is a group of independent artists hosted by the Roots Up Gallery, which is collaborating with WRUU during this shelter-in-place to offer an online art gallery at www.rootsupgallery.com. For every work of art sold at this online gallery, the artists receive 80% from the sales and 20% goes to WRUU and its programs like Art on the Air. Interested listeners can go to www.rootsupgallery.com to start shopping today.
WRUU 107.5 FM is a new and different listener-supported and all-volunteer community radio station for Savannah. Our diverse broadcast and web programming is supported by generous listeners who value our passion and spunk. We are independent of other media and receive no government or large corporate support. People like you are the largest and most important source of our funding. Go to WRUU.org to find out how you can make a one-time or monthly contribution. Thank you.
All right, y'all. Welcome back. So for today's positive word, is strength. I chose strength because I do believe that we need extra strength during this time to carry on. So I ask that God gives everyone strength to keep going, you know, to not give up, to give us strength, you know, when we're weak, when we feel weak, to give us strength. When we're torn down, give us strength. So the definition of strength is the quality or state of being physically strong. But the definition that I would like to derive from is the capacity of an object or substance to withstand great force or pressure. So during this time of the pandemic of COVID-19, we need God's strength. So we need to reach out to God so that he will be our source of strength. Yes, we all have our own different strengths, but we need God's strength to continue to carry on, to continue to be encouraged, to continue to have faith. When you may be tired and you ask God for strength, doesn't he help you get through the day? I know he's helped me. So we need to ask him for strength for ourselves and our loved ones, because we are going to withstand this pressure that is being put out. This too shall pass. Today's scripture is coming from the first book of John, chapter 5. Verse 14, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. God hears everyone's prayers, everybody. No one is too good. No one is sinning more than the other that they won't, you know, have their prayer heard. A lot of people think because of they've, you know, made certain decisions in their life, that they've decided to go down a different path that God, you know, obviously didn't have for them. That, you know, he won't take them back in like he ever just let them go. I've heard people say that. I don't think God would just, you know, take me back because I've done so much. I've disappointed him so much. We've all disappointed God. Don't you think I've had my share of disappointments? And I'm pretty sure we ain't perfect, so we're going to, you know, it's just human nature. So don't beat yourself up about it. But what we should do is ask him to forgive us and ask ourselves for forgiveness so we can move past it. When we talk to God, he hears us. He also wants us to forgive. He wants us to work on that process of forgiving because it's something about when you go through a certain situation or you're feeling a certain kind of way. It's just something about how we still carry that burden. I just remember times, you know, that I've talked to God and I've asked him to forgive me. And I might not have said, well, Jessica, I forgive you too. And I think that's important because it's like the devil tries to make that thought come back. Like, do you remember when you did that? And it's like, wait a minute now. Because I know that's not God talking. God would not say, you remember when you did that. You know, those little thoughts that just creep up, just creep on in. I mean, that's not God. But it's so easy sometimes to, oh, man, I do remember when I did that. Why did I do that? And then we get into that self-pity mode. We get into a mode of, man, maybe God hasn't forgiven me. Maybe I should ask for forgiveness again. And it just takes away from the healing process. Talk to God. Forgive yourself. If you have to say, I forgive you every day, forgive yourself. You're worth it. Today's quote is coming from Maya Angelou. If you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it, change your attitude. It's something I have a quote similar on my phone from Joyce Meyer. And it is called, I mean, it reads, a positive attitude gives you power over your circumstances instead of your circumstances having power over you. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I don't like when I feel like a person or a circumstance has power over me. I've given people in the past too much power over me, over my emotions, how I reacted, how I responded. Once you start involving God into this process of praying when someone says something to you, instead of going off of emotion, things will all work out. Have a positive attitude. Try to see things more than one way. I've tried to think about the times that I may have done something that my friends or whomever may not have thought that that was something I should have been doing or saying. And it's like, okay, I didn't really mean any harm that day when I said that. So maybe this person doesn't mean any harm. Let me communicate. Lord, help me to communicate effectively right now. You know, I have to go ahead and prepare myself. I kid you not. And when you know that, you do it. If you know that you need to do a certain thing to maintain a certain attitude, do it. And there's nothing to be ashamed about it. There's no reason to be ashamed about putting into practice what you need to do to be a better you. And don't let anyone take that from you. I remember when I first started writing down my gratefuls, people would be like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Be at work and I'd be writing my gratefuls. Or I would be journaling sometimes. What are you doing? Writing my gratefuls. At one point, I got tired of just explaining what I was doing as far as writing out my feelings because I felt like people didn't understand it. But that was in the beginning. And as I went on, you know, continuing to do it, and people would ask me, it was like, you know what? There's nothing wrong with it, you know? So what if I'm journaling? Why be ashamed of journaling? I'm healing. I'm helping myself to heal. I'm helping myself to be a better person. I'm helping myself to not be angry. So if you're helping yourself, don't worry about, you know, what someone else has to say. If you know that you are doing better than what you were doing, that's all that matters. But one thing about it, a lot of times people see, and this is something that just came to my mind, a lot of times people see what we are capable of doing. They see our strengths when we only see our weaknesses. And a lot of times God will send someone in our life to show us, you are strong. But then, you know, sometimes we still don't want to see it. And why? Ask yourself why. It's just like taking a compliment. Someone says, oh, you look great. And you're like, no, I look a mess. I've had to catch myself when someone says, oh, you look great. I'm like, no, I look a mess. I've done that recently. And it was, I had to think about it after I said it. Like, no, when someone is praising you, don't tear yourself down. Don't tear yourself down. However it is, because if it's not positive, it's negative. And I have to constantly remind myself of that. So do what you have to do to be the best you that you declare to be. You know what your journey has been like. Nobody else does. But I will ask that no one gives up. Don't give up. Keep going. I was reading last night, and in my reading, I was reading it said to look up and look back. Look up to where your help is coming from and look back at the things that God has done for you. So when things get hard, look up. When you don't know what to do, look up. Look up to God for your help. Our help cometh from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He is the source of peace. He's the source of strength. He's the source of joy. So we should seek. We should seek him for that. And as I have said, and I will continue to say, do not worry. Do not worry about how long it may take, because I've done that too. Worry so much, like, oh my goodness, I feel like this is taking forever. I'm still doing this. I'm still doing that. That's the devil taking your mind off of the process that God is trying to get you to enjoy. Because the process is about realizing your growth. The process is about realizing that, hey, I've come a long way. Look at me. Kudos to me. However you want to praise yourself, you praise yourself and you tell yourself that you did a good job, that you've come a long way. Matter of fact, if you hear me saying it right now, I want you to, if you gotta, I really want you to say it out loud, because it's something about voicing something out loud. You know, you're putting it in the air. You're putting it into existence. I want everyone that's listening to me right now to say, you are doing a great job. You have come a long way. Tell yourself, I am doing a great job. I have come a long way. And God is continuing to lead me to be the best me that I can be. The devil's going to do his job, but we have to work with God. We have to do our job so that everything will work out. God's not going to do everything. Realize that a long time ago. He won't do everything. He might give you a thought and say, hey, do this. And it's up to you if you do it. But he can't make you. He won't make you. So reach out to God. Look up and look back. This next song, it's called A Shade of Blue by Incognito. After this song, I'll come back with another R&B piece by Joe. And then should be time for the stress awareness tip of the month. So y'all stay tuned for that.
It's amazing how you knock me off my feet. Every time you come around me, I get weak. Oh, yeah. Nobody ever made me feel this way. Oh, you kiss my lips and then you take my breath away. So, I wanna know. Understood what you were worth. No. And he never took the time to make it work.
You deserve more love than
no.
Girl.
Baby, I'm the kind of man who shows concern. Yes, I do. Any way that I can please you, let me learn. So
I won't know.
I like to know
what makes you cry.
So
I can be the
from the bottom of my heart is true. I wish that I could take a journey through your mind. Alright, and find emotion that you always try to hide, babe. Oh, I do believe that there's a love you wanna share. Oh, oh, I'll take care of you, lady, and no fear. Oh, so I wanna know. From the bottom of my heart, it's true. Tell me what I gotta do to please you. Baby, anything you say, I'll do. 'Cause I only wanna make you happy. From the bottom of my heart, it's true.
All right, y'all. Today's stress awareness tip. As we're coming, today. Y'all, today is the last day of April. I don't know why I thought April had 31 days. I knew that. So today's stress awareness tip. I would like to run through the ones that I've already given throughout the course of the month, which I think will definitely help people significantly. Today's stress awareness tip, though, is to help someone. It could be helping your neighbor. It could be helping a friend. It could be doing community service. You know, there are food banks and things, you know, that are doing things, churches that are giving away food. You know, you could offer to volunteer some time. Still, you know, practice social distancing. But when you help someone, it takes the thoughts of what you have going on. It takes those away. Because you're so into helping that other person that you forget about what you have going on. And sometimes that person may be less fortunate than you. So it may also be a sense of getting that gratitude for the day. You're grateful because, God, thank you, because all this time I was feeling this way, but they got this going on. I'm doing better than they are. So thank you for sending me to help them so they can be better. You know, we have to think like that. So running through major tips to help you rid of stress. I will say number one, pray. Sometimes we feel like prayer, I will be honest, sometimes I have felt like, okay, I need to go for a run or a walk or something, burn this off. So therefore, get outside, go for a walk, go for a run, get physical. You know, if you like to box, that's a good way to relieve stress as well. So exercise, basically. Smile and laugh. Meditate. Eat healthy. Let's remember the importance of our minds and our bodies and our wellness. I love y'all. That's it for me today. I'm Jessica Williams. Thank you so much for tuning in with me on WRUULP Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings Community Radio with Global Soul. I love y'all. Have a wonderful, blessed day. Stay prayed up, keep the faith, and know that everything will be all right. Don't stress. Do not stress. If you can help it, take a deep breath before you stress. I love y'all. Till tomorrow, have an awesome day. Peace.